into Old Navy. One day only, today. Get 50% off all sweaters for the family, including all cozy crew necks and fabulous Fair Isles. Hurry, it's just one day only, today, at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Hurry, ends tonight. Valid 2/18, excludes in-store clearance.
Welcome to the Chew Bomb Podcast with your hosts, Marcus and Marisol. We are strong, powerful, disciplined. We are cheerleaders.
Hey guys, this is Sean, the producer guy. Let me introduce you to one of our great sponsors, Spirit Box, the subscription gift box for cheer girls and cheer boys who love to show their spirit. Each month, your spirited athlete will enjoy a variety of items aimed at their love for cheer. Each Spirit Box may have a themed bow or hair embellishment and items that are trendy and useful for the athletes. Each month is different. We make sure to only deliver quality products, not those discount store items or those unsafe items for kids. Our community is what makes us different, and we value our ambassadors and their families. Visit us today at www.myspiritbox.net. Cheer Bomb listeners, enjoy a discount of 15% off of your first order with using code CHEERBOMB. Again, the code is CHEERBOMB. Order today to sign up for your Summit Worlds theme box for April. Again, check out Spirit Box at myspiritbox.net. And now, let's join Marcus and Marisol.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, Marisol.
I literally just had the longest pause because I just realized that we've started this. This is like take 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. So I haven't noticed what time it is because my phone's off. And my phone is off, so it doesn't play on the podcast.
Yes.
But my daughter is at my friend, at her friend's house, at my friend's house, and I haven't told her that we're just starting the podcast now. So I just wanted to say shout out to Destiny. Thank you so much for supporting the Cheer Mom podcast.
Hey, Destiny.
I wanted to say really quickly on that podcast, we had mentioned going to Myrtle Beach this weekend, and we had every intention of being there Sunday.
Yes.
I fell ill, and, let's just be honest, she had a wedding the night before.
Yes.
Okay. Enough said.
And my best friend got married, my best friend's wedding. Aww. It was great.
But I actually fell ill. Lowell and I actually both did. The day before we had a fundraiser, and honestly, we have not been right since.
Oh, no. That wing a thon.
So I don't want to say, I don't want to get sued. But I fell ill, and I didn't want that to really be our first outing into public.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Neither one of us.
No, please. You didn't want me there.
Yeah. But sometimes, you know, we do that on a podcast. We say, and I try to be really cautious about that because I hate to, you know, hey, where are you? Mm-hmm. Nowhere.
In bed.
Yeah.
Recovering.
But man, I was so proud of myself about hearing what happened at that podcast. I mean, not that at that competition before.
Yeah. Yeah. Some drama.
Tell me about it.
So there was a team that wasn't, or their coaches, like, I don't want to say they weren't happy with their scores, but they asked questions like a normal coach would. They asked questions, and those questions couldn't be answered. So
it was like a big, this is how, let me try to see if I'm right. I'm going to try to explain it in layman's terms, the way I understood it.
Mm-hmm.
And we should probably add that we're trying to get the coach on the podcast. We'd love, yes, love to hear it. He wrote an impassioned Facebook post, which,
yes,
I thought was amazing. But I read it as there is a big difference between the first night and the second night.
Ultimate Battle and Day One of Spirit Sports.
Okay, so there's a huge variance in the scoring, and it, like you said, it could not be explained.
Yes.
And so the team marked it as, just to point out, I don't want to quote them. You could read the post, but they, yes, they marked it to make a point.
Yes. In protest.
In protest.
Which, I think is really fair. I'm just going to throw this out there that they marked their routine, but still got like a 4.8 in technique. So in stunning technique, and I think they threw like one basket, maybe like a couple lifts and transitions, but 4.8 like high range.
These are all the questions I want to know. I want to ask. I wish I'd been there. I want to know about that conversation you have with your cheerleaders. You know, how does that go down? How do parents hear about it? Like, or are they just completely not
like the number, the whole like numbers part?
Mm-hmm.
In my gym, we do. I guess we do kind of explain the numbers. When I was younger, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Talking or like our coaches like talking about the numbers. They just really talked about the comments that the judges left. But we do tell them that like cheerleading is like a numbers game altogether. Like with the amount of people that you have on the floor, there are a certain amount of things that you have to do, a certain amount of things that you have to show, a certain amount of stunts that you have to put up, how many pictures they have to see. And
I would love to hear the whole decision making process and how, because that's a fascinating story. We're talking about it, you know. The only thing I was wondering is like, were the parents like thumbs up? You know, mm-hmm. I knew they already had a bid. You know, right?
Yeah, they are. So I feel like I couldn't imagine like a parent being upset. Because they were the ones asking the questions, and they like their questions
weren't being answered.
At least coming from the coach and the owner of the gym, mm-hmm. he said that their questions couldn't be answered. So he wanted them to go out there and just have fun. And during that mark through, I totally saw it. That team was like, they're awesome performers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about fun and the experience.
That was interesting. Yeah, I'd love to hear anyone's thoughts on that, because that's kind of interesting. I'd also love to hear the judges' thoughts on that. You know, there's always multiple perspectives. So
absolutely.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'd love to have y'all on the podcast to discuss it.
So you know the email.
But you talk about it in more detail in our interview later.
With Will, yes. So. And get an outside perspective. So
yeah, and two cheerleaders.
Yes.
More importantly.
Yes.
So that's.
Please don't go out there marking routine because you just weren't happy with day one. Please, yeah. like.
Make it let a
this
thoughtful
be,
decision.
Let this be the coach's decision. So, kids, please do not.
Do you imagine if your team went out there to mark it? Oh my gosh. That's fine.
Heads would roll.
Well, yeah, that was. That was funny because I saw it first and then I'm like, we have to discuss this. And you're like, I haven't seen this. So I felt very proud.
You go, girl. You also knew about UCA before me.
I'm learning. When I go all in on something, I go all in. Doesn't mean I'm going to retain it or say the acronyms in the right order. But I'm trying very hard. But, you know, one of the things helping me are these Facebook mom groups that kind of leads us into it's also our Dear Marcus and Marisol, but it leads us into our theme for this week.
Yes. So hold on one more time for the people in the back. There are cheer mom groups on the Facebook.
Yeah. Yes, there are.
What do you guys talk about?
You know, it's not unique to cheerleading. I've seen groups like that in school sports. I've seen groups like that when I was a mother of twins. Like there was
as you continue to be a mother of twins.
I know, but when they were little, and they're support groups in the sense that, you know, you kind of, for instance, someone posted today, I believe, like, it's my first time going to Summit. What do I need to know? Like, it's a resource. Maybe they don't feel they're getting that at their own gym, mm-hmm. or maybe they're the mom, you know, that
okay.
it doesn't make it into, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's a place, I so far it's been lovely. You know, we got our dear Marcus and Marisol from there with their permission because they posed a question that I thought was very interesting. And so, yeah, their Facebook, we actually now have one on our Facebook page. There's a group within it. And that's, you know, I think where we're going to do try to get questions of what they want to hear on the podcast. You know?
Okay.
So make sure to sign up and let us know what you like. But so I can't sign up to these Facebook pages as Cheerbomb. That you have to
so
be.
So you have to go on your personal account.
I have to go on my personal account. And that led me to write this week's blog. The blog, you know, is going in the mother's corner on our website. You know, the audience is moms.
Mom's corner.
And I titled this one Living Your Dream.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had this, in reaction to last week's podcast, you know, I got more, messages. I got more people reaching out and everything was great. Everyone was lovely, but enough women reached out and kind of had said the same thing in different ways that it kind of panicked me a little, which was it. Let me give you like a rough draft of what it was like. It was like, love the podcast. You know, you and Marcus seem like you're having a lot of fun. You know, compliments. Then the line seems like you guys are living the dream, which I know we've said.
Yes.
I think we've probably said it in every podcast.
Yeah, literally.
And, then, which is all good. Up until this point, I'm feeling, you know, there's a happy glow energy reading this. And then the turns. It turns with... I have a dream. I want to, you know, do this. I want to have an Etsy store. I want to make bows. You know, there's a couple different examples of things they wanted to do within cheerleading. And then it would continue with why they couldn't do it. And then kind of an ending of why they're not living their dream. And that's how the, you know, like I'm doing broad strokes, but the gist is the perception was I'm living this great, you know, life and their life's harder. Not harder. That sounds wrong. I'm not saying, right. Not harder, but they're not living their dream.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that made me really nervous because I'm never going to advise anyone on their business, certainly never going to advise anyone on finances. I think people think they know us because they've heard, you know, 9 of our episodes and our conversations. So that, you know, get a sense of who we are. But, you know, I work very hard for the life that I have. And I am living my life, but it's not my job.
Yeah.
My job is what pays the bills.
Yes.
Me living my life is the life I create for myself and doing things like this and writing and, doing the things that I want, what is a burning desire inside of me. And sometimes I think that gets kind of, confused that our careers equal our passion or that our careers equal our, you know, the value of life. And it's not, it's
you're right.
So what do you consider living your life?
Literally just that, like, just being able to do like what you like to do, when you would like to do it.
Freedom of time.
Freedom, yes.
Yeah.
excuse me. I'm very fortunate to be able to as big or as small as like some people may think. But I love what I do.
You love dancing and you,
yes,
you're a choreographer.
Yes.
And people pay you to do it.
I think that's my favorite part. But yeah, I never thought of it as like going past a dancer. I knew like I was going to be happy like behind Brittany or Janet, and I was cool with that. I never thought about like somebody like wanting me to like make up dances for them. Mm-hmm. And so that's cool. I dig it.
And I think living your dream or living your life, I mean, it's like we're snowflakes. Everyone, it's different for everyone, yes, else. And it's, I don't think it's necessarily riches in money.
Absolutely. Some not.
People, you know, it's more freedom. It's being home, you know, mm-hmm, with the kids when they're home from school. There's different things that people do to create the life that they want. I think a lot of us within this industry probably do it. We create the life that we want by having our kids do the sport that they love.
Yes.
I know it for a fact because it's expensive. So I just wanted to say that, you know, living your life is not about your job per se. For me, it's the whole experience. Mm-hmm. It's how I show up every day, my relationship with, you know, my family, my friends, myself.
And that's a big one.
Yeah.
Being able to like have an awesome relationship, like with yourself, in yourself. That's, mm-hmm, huge.
Yeah.
To be confident. You have to be confident in everything you do.
And, I, you know, something you probably could relate to. I think for me, what I've learned through podcasting, not, in general, I started this, not Cheer Bomb, but podcasting. It was a hobby. It was, mm-hmm, you know, I did it in secret. I wasn't telling people, but, there was this, realization. This was, 4 years ago, that I wasn't doing anything creatively, that, you know, I had a great job. I was, you know, working, doing the mom thing. I was living well, but I had no creative outlet. I wasn't doing anything. I was watching TV. And then it kind of dawned on me that I hadn't really done anything really creatively except for my children's scrapbooks when they were little.
You were a scrapbooking mom?
And I didn't enjoy it, but but I felt it was something I had to do, and B, there was a creative outlet to it. And I when I left dance, and I was 16 when I left dancing ballet, I made a very conscious decision to, I was going to focus on academics and go to college. Mm-hmm. I left. And somewhere along the way, I left being creative behind. And, you know, it wasn't a conscious decision. I didn't say I'm going to stop being creative. But then it was sort of like school, 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 job, 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 get married, have kids. Oh, yay, I get to scrapbook for a few. But that was, to be honest, that was really my, I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't writing. I wasn't living a full life. And that was, that idea kind of came to me from Brené Brown. She's an author. She's a research, I don't know her title. You can look her up, but she wrote books like, Daring Greatly and other, nonfiction books, she really recommends, you know, that, do that thing that you want to do creatively. Go into the garage and make candles or, mm-hmm, scrapbook, or it doesn't have to be about money.
Yeah.
And you are worth, you know, spending a little money on yourself to have a creative outlet.
Absolutely.
Go draw. Take a tango class.
Go. Oh, tango. That sounds fun.
Yeah. So, that I feel like I can give thoughts too.
Like, no, I love that.
How to create your life. But no, as far as what to do with your businesses or desires for business in the cheerleading industry, yeah, I've got nothing.
I will say, please do not just quit your job and just dive into it.
Yes.
Be strategic and be smart.
Yes.
But yes.
Yes. And yeah, and if you want to read more about my thoughts on that, you can find that on the blog.
Mom's Corner.
So, Marcus.
Yes.
It's already April on Sunday. It's going by fast.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not trying to wish away time, but Lord, it's going by fast.
So quick.
This month flew by, and we have a new winner, a new monthly winner.
We do.
And we have her on the podcast.
Sweet Amelia.
And I am very excited to welcome onto the podcast our March challenge winner. We have Amelia Polotsky on the line. Amelia? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Good.
Congratulations. I was so happy that your name got picked today for the...
Thank you.
For the March challenge.
Thank you for picking me.
Well, you posted the most last month, so I was really excited. So our challenge was going green, Cheer Bob going green. And it seemed to me like that's something that is really important to you, because you came up with some of the best information I saw on Instagram posting it. So is being environmentally aware something that you think about often?
Yes.
That's awesome. Now, where do you live, Amelia?
Staten Island, New York.
Oh, I'm from New York, Queens. What gym do you go to?
Evolution Cheer.
Evolution Cheer. And you are 11 years old?
Yes.
So how long have you been cheerleading?
I'm going into my third year.
Yay. And what do you love about cheerleading?
I love tumbling.
Yeah. Well, I really enjoy your Instagram, and I'm really, 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 really happy that you are our March winner. And that means that I will be sending you a blinged out bow. Have you seen the bow online?
Thank you.
You're welcome. A shirt, and that you'll also, I will set up with your mom a photo shoot for you to take a picture, and you'll be our March calendar model for the 2019 Cheer Bomb calendar. And just so you know, we're planning on using that calendar as part of our giveaways, you know, next year. So you will be all over the United States.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
You are very welcome. We're really, 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 really excited for you to be part of the Cheer Bomb family. Thank you.
Thank you.
Isn't she adorable? They're so cute. They're so cute. I can't wait till like 5 years from now when they're like, you know, the Kennedy themes of their worlds, and I'll be like, here's their first interview. So we'll talk about the April challenge. Excuse me, I'm going to have a lot of fun with the April challenge. And this one, you know, we can invite moms to as well. So, because I think it'd be perfect for all of us. It's a spring renewal detox.
Yes.
Your choice.
Yeah, I saw your gallon of water.
Yeah, that's my goal. A day.
A day.
To get up to it. I'm not going to do it day one. I'm pretty sure you could die from that.
Shoot for the stars.
I think you could die from that. Literally. I think you could overhydrate and die. I have to build myself up or not sleep.
You don't need sleep.
Dear Marcus and Marisol, you ready?
Yes. Okay. We don't have a name because this is from your mom, Facebook. I'm sorry, we don't have a name because this is from your mom, Facebook. But yeah. Anyone else have a kid who just progresses slowly? like spends years in each level, do they still enjoy cheer? Do they worry or stress when their other teammates pass them up? It's looking like my 9-year-old is just one of those kids where it just doesn't come naturally. And no matter how hard she tries or how hard she works, it just takes her longer to perfect a skill. I don't care one way or another, as long as she's still having fun, but I'm worried on how she will feel when more of her friends level up. She's aging out of minis and things will just become more intense from here. I know skills take time. Her coaches and gym owner have both let me know that she's just one of those kids that progresses slowly. They don't expect her to level up the way other kids will. She's been doing all-star cheer for 4.5 years and is level 2, but barely. She has 4 out of skills required mastered. Yeah.
I'll let you start as the coach.
Okay. I think one of the biggest things that I see, like, from parents is I feel like they want their kids to just, like, get a new skill, like, really fast and just, like, be able to, like, move up. Not necessarily, like, with friends, just, like, they just want their if a kid walks into a tumble class, I feel like some parents kind of want them to get a back handspring like that day, and then the next week like work on a tuck, and then next week work on layouts, and it just some people just don't learn like that. And
you've kind of I feel like the coaches who we've had on have kind of all said everyone learns differently and at their own time.
They do.
She said it was not, she was 9.
Right? Yes.
So first I want to say I don't want to minimize her worry or her fear, cause that's hers, mm-hmm. you know, and she's writing about it. And the reason I wanted to talk about it is cause I know she's not alone. God bless that dog. So I it's real to her. And, I wanted to say I get that, and I get what you're saying that there you can sometimes maybe parents can want the skills maybe even faster than the kids even mm-hmm. want it or ready for it.
Yeah,
I haven't experienced that myself personally that I can think of, but I have seen that online surprisingly, so. Yeah. But I would say if your daughter loves it,
mm-hmm.
you know, the one thing I will say about the season of cheerleading is it's ups and it's downs. Oh, it is not a straight line love fest.
Absolutely.
It is a beautiful opportunity for the girls and the boys to be tested and challenged. Mm-hmm. And in many, many ways, not just physical, mental, socially, with authority figures, with judges. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity. And I think that's why the top elite athletes of cheerleading, you know, and we've had them on the podcast and they all are just, you know, they are living their dream and they're so disciplined and well-spoken and everything. Part of it is because that's their destiny. That's yeah. their, you know, that's their dream. That's yeah. their journey. Most of our kids are not going to get to that point. Most of our kids are not going to get to worlds. So that's one thing. But if you're going to even at that age, at the age of, you know,
nine,
you're going to start worrying about placement. I mean, she might, you're right. She might feel a little bit bad. That happened, you know, to Lola. She, I don't know if people, she didn't get on the team she wanted this year. And it ended up being the team she on, one of the teams she's on got the bid. So mm-hmm. it kind of worked out for her. She wasn't a flyer. So this year was a big growth, I thought, personally, for her.
Absolutely.
As a cheerleader, was a big year because she had to really retrain what she loves about being a cheerleader. You know, she wasn't the youngest. She's used to being the baby. She mm-hmm. was on the other end. She wasn't flying, and she wasn't with her friends. Her friends kind of went to some of her friends are on this team too. That's very true. And some of her friends from last year are on a different team. But in the end, you know, all of those were just opportunities for her to process her thoughts on it. She mm-hmm. didn't get stuck in any of those places.
Okay.
So I thought that was good, personally.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's what I would advise. I say this about anything. I would always focus your energy and your attention on the positive, on the good stuff. Absolutely. So that's what I would say. I would say, you know, focus on the good things that she's getting out of it. I think it's an analogy. I can't believe I'm a writer and I get analogy and metaphor mixed up. The best one I've ever heard from was a school administrator said, kids are like popcorn. They will pop at their own time.
Yes.
This was when I was a first time mom, and you know, first time moms are a great exercise in freaking out about everything. You know, when is our kid going to read? When are they going to write? Oh my mm-hmm. God, when are they going to learn this? And, you know, I'm putting, why aren't you, you know, a gold star brownie level, you know, karate black belt by kindergarten? I failed as a mother. That's we self-impose that on ourselves. You know, I did that, and I've seen that regularly. So I don't know if she's a first time mom or not, but you know, if it's that, just, you know, just take a breath.
Yeah.
You know, and just if she's loving it, that's the one thing.
That is number one.
About the cheerleading. Because that makes me sad when I've seen kids who, I'm looking at them, and I'm like, I kind of want to reach out and be like, honey, are you okay? Do you want to be here? Do I need to call someone for you? but if you're not like that, then, you know, just focus on the good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, because wait till she's level 5, then you're really going to be stressing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy these minis. If it were up to me, well, if it were up to my body, I would still definitely be in level 1 because I cannot do a back walkover. But, and then just some things just are harder for some people. I know a standing tuck is really easy for me. I got a back handspring first, progression, but I would so much rather do a standing tuck than a back handspring.
Really?
Oh yeah. Hmm. You just flip and then you land and then it's done. Back handspring, you have to jump to a handstand backwards, and then you have to snap down and then rebound, and it's like, oh my gosh. Oh my funny. Goodness. But then I know some people that just like skip back in, or they'd rather just like not get a back handspring, or I don't want to say rather not get a back handspring, but back handsprings are just like that difficult, and they'll go from, they'll just do like round off skills, like without a back handspring, like round off tuck, layout, double folds. That's for my kiddos out there, because that went right over Marisol's head.
I started giving him a blank look.
So that's for my kiddies out there. So for the kids,
no, go ahead. That are on, don't go based on my blank look.
That are on like the other side of that are on the other side of it. Do not give up on that back handspring. Pass the skill. Say that you be able to say that you have the skill, but please don't give up and just like quit because that back handspring. I'll tell you, I'm still working on back handsprings. I have a good one, but it takes me a minute to be able to throw it on the floor. I'd rather just throw it on tumble track. So do not give up on the back handspring, because it does get better on the other side of it. I promise you that.
That sounds like an inside cheerleading thing.
Yeah. Again, for my kiddos, y'all understand, y'all get it.
Well, thank you. Thank you to the mom on Facebook who let me post that. And, you know, And good luck. Good luck to you and your daughter. And I hope you have a wonderful end of the season and a great next
season. Yes, just be there for her.
Yeah. And so now, Marcus, I'm so excited for our spotlight interview with our first sponsor winner. And this week, I have a very special guest for the spotlight. It is Miss Ashley Evans. Hello, Ashley.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I'm a huge fan of yours.
Thank you.
I think you've picked up on that from just us starting on Cheerbomb. Both Marcus and I are fans of your Instagram page and just your total vibe. It's just positive and uplifting, and you know, it mirrors everything we advocate for. So tell us about it. Tell us about you. Tell us where you live, what gym, what team you're on, and how old you are, and just, you know, the basic information about Ashley Evans.
Well, my name is Ashley Evans. I'm 13 years old. I live in Stockton, California, and I go to University Cheer Force in Elk Grove.
And how long have you been cheerleading?
I've been cheering for 8 years.
Wow. Wow. So basically you just walked right into, like, you know, preschool and went into cheerleading. My little daughter, my youngest, who's a cheerleader, she's basically already told me, she's like, as soon as I have a child, they're going to cheer. It's like, okay, good to know.
That's what I say all the time.
So you're a back spot, and you, I don't know how to explain this without fangirling too much, but you're incredibly strong.
Thank you.
So how do you have one person that you do most of your stunts with? Because I've seen some of your videos, and it seems to me that you guys have been doing this for a long time together. Am I right?
We've only been doing it for 4 months.
Oh, see, I'm totally wrong.
It's okay.
But that's amazing. So tell us, how do you like being a backspot?
I love it. I love being a person who can control a stunt. But I also get very down on myself because I think that if a stunt falls, it's like dropping a vase. If your flyer falls in the ground, it's broken.
Mm-hmm.
I always am really hard on myself about being a backspot, but I love it.
Yeah. Now I'm kind of wishing, Ashley, that we had Marcus with us, because there's questions I want to ask. I'm going to edit all this out. That I wish you were here to ask, but you do single-handed stunts, I've seen, right?
Yes.
Now that's not, I haven't seen that except for maybe, Bethany. I don't see it coming across my Instagram very often. So, I appreciate highlighting, you know, I mean, I love flyers. Don't get me wrong. My daughter was a flyer last year, but I love appreciating all the different, because it's a team. It is a team effort. But you know, I don't think you should be so hard on yourself. I understand, you know, your analogy, but, it is a team effort, you know.
Right.
So what advice do you have for other girls coming up who want to be a backspot, you know, to do it as well as you do it? Weren't you at a competition recently? Did you win something that was just about stunting?
Yes, I did. I won a medal.
What was the competition?
It was Aloha.
Okay.
And I have just be confident in who you are, because some people want to just tear you down for no apparent reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've had people come across me multiple times saying that I can't be a cheerleader. I don't fit the stereotype in all the movies and all the shows that a cheerleader is. And I just push it off. Like, I know what I am and what I could be. I'm not going to let these people who are just talking bad about me to get to me. So I always have people at my gym who are loving and caring and like My gym owners too, they love me. And they're my family. So they're there to keep me up.
Yeah, I think you and I had a bit of a communication. I think it was last week. Someone was being nasty to you on your Instagram.
Oh, yes.
And I got angry, which is not, I'm not normally, I really try not to be an angry person. But I just, this whole conversation about these people that go on other people's Instagrams to be nasty was just bugging me. It was bugging me so much that last week's episode, for you, it's going to be tomorrow's, but next week's episode, I did this whole piece about Mean Girls. You were mentioned in that episode. I think I've mentioned you like 3 times in the podcast because I am a fan. I am a fan. And I think something you said is really important. Focus on the people that give you, you know, the love and support. Don't focus. Don't give your energy to the others. It's not worth it. No,
yeah.
No. If they're that bitter and unhappy that they have to go on to a 13-year-old's Instagram to, you know, get out that ugliness, feel sorry for them. But I know that's easier said than done when you're 13. So, but even though you handle it beautifully, I've seen your post, I've seen how you write about it. And, you know, like I said, I'm a fan. And, you know, that's one of the reasons you're one of our first CheerBomb sponsor. What do we call it? Sponsorships. We're sponsored. We're sponsored.
Thank you.
It was easy. It was no choice. As soon as you we've just basically been waiting for people to post something. And when you posted up, I was like, perfect. You are the first person I would have wanted to give a sponsorship to.
Cause that means a lot. Thank you.
No, you truly are very inspiring. And, you know, I was talking to your mom before we set this up. And, you know, you work really hard for your skills. Really hard.
I do.
So how much time do you spend at the gym?
I have one free day, and that's today.
Are you on more than one team, or...?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a big sacrifice for you. But you love it. That comes across in your social media. You love the sport, don't you?
I do.
What do you love about it?
I love the friendships that you make. I love how hardworking everybody is. I love just how people can come together from different ethnicities and backgrounds and come as one as a team and love each other. It's just a very group loving sport.
I mean, I know there's boys in the sports. I don't want to insult them when I say this, but I think it's a cheerleading can be a perfect metaphor for what I wish girls and women were more like, which is if we supported each other, if we had great back spots and supported each other, we would be stronger. We're just so much stronger when we support each other and not tear each other down.
Right.
And, you know, I applaud you. I applaud your parents. They're doing a fantastic job. And, you know, I just want to say I've had people say ugly things about me to me. And it can sting and it can hurt and it could definitely trigger. You know, it could spiral into some feelings of, you know, questions of self-worth and stuff. And, you know,
exactly. If
I can impart anything for you, is that, you know, really just focus on the light and don't give anyone else the power to affect you.
That's what my mom always says.
See, high five to your mom. And it's easy to say, and it's just like cheerleading. The more you practice it, the stronger you'll get at that skill. But you have a lot of support and a lot of people that think you're fantastic. What's your Instagram handle or whatever social media you want to share?
It's UCF_Ashley.
I highly recommend this. Your posts generally bring a smile to my face. And I love that. That makes me feel good. So congratulations for all your accomplishments. Congratulations on the sponsorship.
Thank you.
I have no doubt that you and I will run into each other at some point in this crazy cheerleading world. And I'd love to meet you and your family.
That would be great.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ashley.
Thank you.
And this part of the program is brought to you by Woodward. Woodward is a lot of things. It's where you come to up your game, to learn new skills, to be around like-minded people who will become your biggest fans. It's where you come to be free, to create, to explore your potential, and ultimately, to be the best version of yourself. So it's more than a camp. Woodward is an experience, and it's one that will last forever. Woodward was a magical experience for my daughter, and you just have to listen to episode 4 with the director, Jimbo, to get a sense of the great people there who support all things cheerleading. Check them out at campwoodward.com. Well, I am super excited for this guest. It was so much fun talking to him.
Well, yes, he's just awesome. So athletic, and please take some notes because there's some special notes out there for you.
And Marcus, I'm just going to throw it right over to you for this interview.
Yes. So this week we are really excited. We have Will Lawson. He cheers for Stingray All-Stars. He's on Steel, 2017 World Champion, U.S. Marine. Yes. How's it going, Will?
It's going good. How are you?
We're doing great.
Living a dream.
Good. Always. Gotta live.
So we were, I mentioned to you prior to the podcast that we got your name from Jimbo, over at Woodward. I just was like, hey, give us some suggestions. And if you've listened to, he was episode 3, was he 4? No, Carolyn was 3.
Yeah, I think he was episode 4.
4. Okay. Yeah. He's just brilliant. So we're,
no, absolutely. Absolutely. I just love listening to him. I love listening to him talk. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jimbo's a good guy. So
he comes across that way. So when he mentioned your name, I DM'd you and I was really excited that you said yes. And and I'm really excited to talk about the Marine thing, but we're going to lead into that. Right. So tell us your cheerleading story. How did you become a cheerleader?
Well, when I was little, I started to watch World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, with like the pro wrestlers and stuff. And they would always do like flips off like the top ropes and stuff. So I was like, hey, that's pretty cool. And so I would go out back in the trampoline. I would do like flips and stuff. And my mom would always be like scared that I was going to like severely hurt myself. So then she took me to this gym called Pro Cheer, which is about 15 minutes from where I live. And then it's just all started from there, and here I am. So that's pretty much it.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
How old were you when you went to Pro Cheer?
I was about in the 3rd grade, and then I started off on Junior 4 and worked my way up through Large Co-Ed. I've been on Large Co-Ed since about 2014. So it's been a Large Co-Ed journey, so.
Yeah. When did you make your transition from Pro Cheer to Stingrays?
Well, I was at Pro Cheer and I went to this small gym called Future Extreme. And then I was there for a year and then they sold over to a different gym. And then that's when I went to Stingrays. And then I was on Steel last year and that was my first year. So this is my second year on Steel.
So nice.
It's been great.
Y'all, I've watched y'all's routine like nonstop and there's so much going on and like the whole Stingray program, like y'all are just so clean. Like that is something that like,
we appreciate it. Thank you.
Every gym like around like looks up to, I know that's the gym that like my gym like looks up to with their cleanliness. Like y'all are insane.
Right. That's, we appreciate that because that Stingrays were all about the sportsmanship and it seems like everywhere we go, that's all we promote is sportsmanship, you know, supporting other teams who look up to us and it means to us that much. And it's an amazing thing. And so that's one thing I love about stingrays is the sportsmanship aspect of it. So
this is what something I love about our podcast, Marcus, is that we have had the guests that we've had on all exemplify things that's what I want to see in life, you know, like the sportsmanship. I was like really this week, someone that, you know, follows us on Instagram was getting semi-bullied or bullied, however, whatever phrase you want to use, online by other cheerleaders. And I was like, we're so much better than that. We're so much better than that.
Yeah.
So I love that. I love that you guys, you know, and your team take the time, you know, hang out with, take pictures and do the every one of our guests have been just wonderful examples of, and there, I think there's a distinct difference. This is a theory. I don't know, but I think the elite athletes are the ones that have that. And the ones that are, what are they called? Anonymous haters.
Yeah.
Probably not that good.
See, I'll put it to you this way. Whenever I was, you know, when I was a younger athlete on like junior four, I would always look up to the kids on, you know, large co-ed or like large seniors in those divisions and be like, I hope to be that one day. And we have to put that same image out for kids these days, because the way society is, you know, today, it's hard to have leadership, and it's hard to have like that role model aspect that we try to put out there. And so that's just one thing that I get from it, you know, being in large color, you know, you're representing a bigger platform than what you're put on. And so it helps out a lot.
I will tell you that I am a good 10 years their senior, and I totally look up to all of those large co-ed and large senior divisions, like the ones that we've had on the show. Like, they're so humble, and I want to be just like them when I grow up.
So, Will, is this,
yes,
do I have this right? Is this your last year competing?
This is my last year competing, yes, ma'am.
All right. So I'll let you call me ma'am, because I know you're going in the military, but I really don't like that.
that's just what I say.
But tell us about that, because I know there's a couple of the girls that have been on the podcast it's their last year, and we've talked to Aaron who is graduating. What is this last year like? Do you savor every moment? Is it, I was, you know, Insta stalking you a little bit prior to the show. That sounds so weird. I got to stop saying that. I'm going to get in trouble for saying that.
That's what Instagram's for, you know.
But what is it like this last year? Like, what advice would you give future elite athletes that, you know, reach your level of success?
Just, you know, every pull out sucks. But you gotta make the best of it. And that's from a cheerleading aspect, that's where I'm from. You know, you have to make the best of those hard practices when nothing seems to go right. You just have to look on the bright side, be like, hey, like, you know, you gotta man up, and, you know, you gotta do it, because one day it's gonna be all over, and you're gonna look back and be like, man, I wish I would have given 110% more of myself during that last full out, or that third full out, or that second full out, or, you know, your last time competing. So it's been a crazy journey, but, you know, you have to look on the bright side of things. The bigger picture is what I get out of it. So
a couple of weeks ago, we had Nicole Stevenson, and she said, that's exactly what Kristen Rosario said from Top Gun. Do not blink, because it's going to be gone just like that.
Yeah. It seems like yesterday I was doing flips on the trampoline after watching WWE, and this is it. So
are you, I'm just naming competitions. I know, I don't know if you were there particularly, but let's say the last cheer sport, the last NCAA, the last, is there a bittersweetness to it? Are you taking the time?
There is. Yeah, there is a bittersweet, you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world, though, at all. So,
oh, I love that. I love it. When they love cheerleading.
I love it.
All right. I want to ask you a question. Well, our tagline is strength, power, and discipline. First of all, thank you for your future service. I have family in the military. It's a great sacrifice and a great honor.
It is.
So,
yes, ma'am.
How did you go from cheerleading, you know, glitter, not you, but glitter bows?
I totally understand. I totally get it.
Where you're going to literally get, you know, broken down, to be built back up as a Marine. Tell me about that.
Go ahead. I see it. It's almost similar in a way. I know it's kind of hard to look at it as a similarity, but if you take a cheerleading routine, right, everything has to be spot on, perfect. You know, your opposite moves the same way as your other opposite. And if you don't, it just looks funny. But like in the military, you know, you have a formation, you have certain guys who do certain movements, and if one person is out of place, it just all looks funny. And so both of those concepts really have a similarity. And I think that's one of the ways I get from it. But cheerleading is both physically and mentally demanding. And that anyone who is ever an all-star cheerleader could probably agree with that. And, you know, the Marines is a tough thing to do. And it's one of the toughest branches of military in the world. And so both physically and mentally demanding, I think both cheerleading and not just the Marines, but the military itself have both a complex, altitude to it. So that's what I love about it. And, something I've always wanted to do. And it's just, this is what I want to do. So it's a good opportunity, and I'm excited for it.
And you're signed up and ready. When do you go to boot camp? Is it?
It's boot camp. I go to boot camp May 28th, 2018. So it's 5 days after I graduate high school on the 23rd. And so as soon as I graduate, I'm out. So.
Wow.
Pretty excited.
It's just a whole new world. It's a whole new world. I am in no way comparing All-Star Cheerleading to the Marines before I get any nasty emails from anyone. But I can see a line. I can see the discipline.
It's not a big line, but it's a very thin line.
It's a thin line. The mental, the physical. When you're exhausted, when you don't want to, you know, when you didn't hit all the layers, the getting along with your teammate, your coaches, the respect, everything, I'm sure has given you a good base, you know, for you. So I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
And one thing I would like to add is that, you know, you can't do it without the people around you. And if you have a good foundation, if you have a good team, you're going to succeed. And that's just not just with cheerleading. That's just with everything in life. You know, it's with your workplace, with a church group or whatever you're in, like a chess club at school. Like if you have a good team, you're going to succeed. And that's one thing I get out of it too, as well. So,
all right. Switching gears, I have a question about being a male cheerleader. Have you ever been teased for that from anyone outside of us? Tell us about that. What are your go-to responses? I've always wondered that, because I would think as a male cheerleader, I know what I would say. I can't say it because they're not. Right. But I'm just wondering, how did you handle those situations?
You know, doing it for so long, you know, all through almost half of elementary school and all through middle school and all through high school, you know, being on the high school team or the high school competitive cheer team at my school. I just kind of brush it off because you know, some people have their own thing and other people have their own thing. And so I just kind of brush it off and just keep moving. You know, can't let it get you down. And so, but at the end of the day, it's fun. I like it. So they can just keep talking. So I don't really get too far ahead of it.
Oh, good. I would always be like, you know, I guess if you're straight, I would be like, I'm around beautiful women.
Right. Always. Yeah. Always around the beautiful women. I have those responses too, but you know,
I always heard, I catch butts and not balls.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
Sometimes it gets a little touchy, you know?
Which leads us perfectly to my next question. And if you don't feel comfortable with this, we can edit it out. But have you ever dated a cheerleader? We have yet to find a cheerleader who's dated a cheerleader at this level.
I have before. Yes, I have.
Well,
I have.
How'd that work out for you?
Was she on your team?
Well, I had so I didn't really date her, but we kind of had a thing. But you could probably say I dated her. But yeah, she was on Steel. Yeah, her name is Caitlin O'Neill. Shout out to Caitlin.
Shout out. I hope you're okay with this. Because I've always wondered. I mean, when I danced ballet, you know, and we were in a company, but everyone, there was no romantic entanglements. I don't think any of the dancers were straight, so I don't think that was an option for me.
Right.
But the point I'm trying to make is it's hormones, it's teenagers, it's like, you know.
Right.
So I'm like, I've always just wondered. I just was like, how does a, you know, how did two men? But maybe that's just me. But obviously, if you gave her a shout out, it all ended well, and there was no drama.
Yeah, no, there's no problems. You can't hold those things back on somebody. So you just gotta, you know, be the bigger person.
Awesome.
But I will say one thing about the, you know, having a lady friend on the team or whatever, you gotta cancel all that as soon as you walk in the door of the gym, because when you come in the gym, it's business, and you gotta leave all that other stuff outside. So that's one thing I always tell if I ever have a thing with somebody or whatever. I just, hey, like, when we come in the gym, it's time to work, it's time to get things done, and then we can keep all that stuff for the phone or for the whatever, Panera Bread or something, I don't know.
Say that one more time for the people in the back, please.
I think Will just admitted to having more than one.
little thing.
I like it. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm not going to plead the fifth.
No, I love how this is a generational thing. This is like the moms and the dads in the car, like, you know, because we just don't know. I have a 16-year-old daughter, and I don't know what the terminology is. I'm like, oh, you're dating. Oh, no.
Yeah,
we're talking in quotes, or you know,
it's confusing. I don't know if I understand it yet, and I'm 18, and I don't know.
Yeah, don't even worry about it.
I can't. I'll try not to worry about it too much, but that is love. So whatever.
We are definitely going to post some of your videos when we promote this. But can I just talk about his jumps? Oh my God, he needs to be the emoji. No offense, Marcus.
No. No, please.
We would love to take your jump emoji. Please, yes.
I will tell you a story about my jump. I was at Pro Cheer, and my gym owner, Tommy Martin, would always be like, hey, Will, you need to get your jumps up. They're horrible. You need to work on them. And I would go home, and I would sit up against the wall, and I would point my toes, and I would do the leg lifts until my hips fell off. And that's just, I guess, as I just got older, my hips started to get more flexible, and my jumps started happening, and they just got better. So
what you're saying is actual conditioning and actual stretching helped out your jumps.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Say that one more time for the people in the back of, in the back of the jumps.
If you stretch, your jumps will get better. Also, if you stretch, your body positions will get better, too.
Oh, what?
There we go.
Thank you.
There we go. You're welcome.
I think you're coming at this from a coach's perspective, Marcus. Did you have a rough practice tonight?
No, we had awesome practices, but for the people in the back, that's why they're back there.
I've never gotten the you know, the V, that like his jumps where the toes are way above. I mean, obviously he just said he conditioned his way to that, but I just figured there's some anomaly in there.
No, there's a
there's like a sit that they have to understand, and there's like a stretching that they have to understand, and some people just don't get it, but we're working on it.
That's exciting. Yeah. Awesome. All right. So he said third grade. I can't do that math. So, about 10 years. So what changes have you seen in the 10 years that you've been in this industry? Because I've only seen it for 3 years, and I'm blown away.
Wow.
Take a second to think about it.
This is such a good question. I actually have a lot to say about this question.
Let it all out.
It is a topic that I think about all the time. And I actually just, on my Twitter, I actually just tweeted about it because someone had posted Top Gun Large Cobra from 2014 on day two of finals. And just looking at that monstrous routine, and monstrous meaning good, like just jam-packed, you know, all the skill, the difficulty of the stunts, and, you know, it's everything has changed, and, you know, the skill has changed, and, you know, you don't see double-double-doubles anymore, shout out to Holder Ray, you know, you don't see things like that anymore, and I think that's what's changed a lot in the industry, and there's so many, you know, technicalities and legalities and stuff like that. And I mean, I don't want to say it's hurting the industry, but it definitely has dulled it down a little bit. So,
wait, for the layman's out there, what the increase in the score, like in the
I would say like the decrease in like the skills that they're allowed to perform.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
When did that happen? Right.
A
couple years ago, about 2014, 2015, maybe 2013, 2014.
All right, I have a real layman question. Who is Oz in the cheerleading world? Like, who is setting, who's the administrator of, you know, the criteria for coaching?
Of the skill set?
Mm-hmm. Or is that like a secret group that no one's allowed to know about?
USASF. Firstly. Yeah.
All right. Well, I didn't. I had no.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we pay them, but I wasn't. But I wasn't sure
who. Pay them a pretty good dollar. So.
Do you think that they made it? So you're saying they took away harder skills, right? Am I understanding that right?
Right. Right.
Which is crazy because like I'm watching kids do insane things now.
Right.
Was there a reason? Were kids getting hurt? Or was there ever like a discussion about why?
I want to say
I think it was a safety issue. Yeah. Almost, you know, people, you know, like the double-double, like double punch double, you know, that's illegal because it, you know, some people were just ripping double and then ripping another double and their ankles were going sideways. I guess it was a safety issue. So they had to put a stop to it.
Wow. Oh, interesting. Yeah, I don't know. With everything that I see them doing, I just don't. There should be like this black market event. That would be so cool.
But
like,
now.
A black market.
Like, they have. Go ahead.
I was going to say like a black market. You know, like in those Japanese movies, like they go and they have like a secret society. Like all these tumblers come out and do like everything.
Well, you're also an Infinity Legend. I've never like been to like one of those competitions. Are you allowed to do like those crazy tumble passes where you can do like double punch double?
Infinity Legend is actually where you you send in a video to Infinity, the shoe company, and they take 50 boys and they take 50 girls and they select those 50 and those 50 boys and those 50 girls. They put you into a category called Infinity Legends. And it's just like an honorary thing that they do. Oh. It's not really like a competition or anything. It's just like, and they give you free stuff. And it's pretty cool. So
I like free. That's my favorite number.
But are there any competitions where people can do the stuff that's, black market?
You can tumble. So you think you can tumble?
Yeah, they have. Yeah, so you think you could tumble? I don't know if you could do the illegal skills there, like triples or like double backs or stuff like that. But level six, you can do like standing doubles. You can do double punch doubles, and you could do one of doubles and stuff like that. So there is a level where you can do illegal stuff. That's illegal for level 5.
I say we do a black market competition in the middle of the night.
I like it.
Right. It would black. Be the opposite black. Of...
Black market all-stars. Black market all-stars.
Done. We'll have our people contact your people and we'll make it happen.
Yeah. Actually, the three of us should go on a partnership and we could have our own team and we could coach it called the Black Market All-Stars.
Deal.
I'll do the marketing.
I'm in for it.
Not a Tumblr.
All right, so Will, this past weekend was Battle at the Beach. Were you at Battle at the Beach? You weren't at Battle at the Beach this weekend, were you?
I was not, no.
Did you have practice?
I was in practice, right.
I believe it. I miss going to practices. anyways, so Pro Athletics, they marked their routine in like a protest because of, they said, unfair scoring, like from the judges. Did you hear about that? What do you think about that?
I did not hear about that, but I had done my background information on it, and I can see it both ways. You know, absolutely. I can see it. You know, one way where it's you can't really help the judges write down on the paper. You can only handle what you put out on the floor and what you bring to the table. And so I feel like that's another key factor. But then I understand the other side where you gotta stand up for what you believe in.
Absolutely.
If you think something's right, then you should do it. If you think something's wrong, then you should put up for it. So
absolutely. I remember like when I was cheering, I don't ever think my coaches ever talked to us about like the numbers part of it. Right. The numbers part of going to competitions and like the scoring and judges, they just really talked about the comments that they left for us.
Right.
And I totally understand like the coaches and the athletes part, like it's kind of like what more do you want? We're giving you these
right.
awesome, yeah. like 4 pictures. We're giving you these transitions and these, elite level appropriate transitions and stuff. So it's kind of like a what more do you want? But I completely right. understand the whole this is like full on like national season. World is in what 30 something days.
Yeah, about 36.
How wild is that? I feel like this season has flown by so much.
That's
so fast.
It's getting real now. And
I know.
it's crazy.
Oh, that's so wild. Do your coaches talk to you guys about more than just like the judges' comments? Do they talk about like numbers? Do you understand like the whole like numbers part?
Yeah, we understand it. We don't really preach it that much, if that makes sense. It's more of like a, you know, good things are going to happen when you hit your routine. And it's more of like you are in control of what the judge is going to put down on the paper. You know, everyone goes through unfair judging. Every team, I feel like, has gone through some type of unfair judging.
I believe
in
that.
Their course of being a team. So
yes. Totally.
It doesn't matter. Right.
Totally. Absolutely. Well, that was awesome. Thank you again so much for doing this. And now those rapid fire questions. I know your heart is just a bumping, but you know, there's nothing to be worried about. Just super, super easy right. questions. So you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay. I always like to start off with the really easy ones. So ready? 5, 4, 3, 2. Favorite color?
Red.
Favorite movie?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Nice. Favorite television show?
Drake and Josh.
Really?
Really.
I'm sorry, I have 45. Okay. Favorite routine that you have not been a part of?
TGLC Finals 2014.
Oh, classic. 45 seconds, Marcus. Favorite routine that you have been a part of?
The Senior All-Star Steal last year, Day 2 of Finals.
Nice. Favorite place to just like chill and be Will, not the cheerleader.
Oh man. Probably at my friend Adoria's house.
Nice. Favorite hobby outside of cheerleading?
Wow, this is hard. Working out. Definitely working out. I always love working out.
Oh, stay active. Heck yes. Always. And what are you grateful for?
The people in my life, you know, the people that I'm always surrounded around and helping me, push me, making me better, and just being there.
That's great.
Well, thank you so much. I watching your videos, speaking to you, I can see why, you know, Jimbo suggested we talk to you. Yeah. Super, super thankful that you came on, and good luck.
Thank you.
For the rest of this year. And
thank you.
Especially when you go into the Marines. Be thank careful, you. I appreciate be safe.
It. Always.
And again, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Yes, please. And one more time for the people in the back. Stretch your jumps. Because that is very important. And flyers, stretch your body positions. There is nothing I can't stand more than a tiny girl who is going to fly no matter what that cannot pull a heel stretch. So stretch. You heard it from Will Lawson himself.
I don't think I did this in because we had a couple takes before we took on this podcast. So I think I skipped the thank yous in this version.
Yes.
So I want to close, since I already did the quote. I want to close with two big thank yous. Thank you to Sean, the producer guy, who has put together these 9-10 episodes for us. I have not thanked him yet, and I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. And he has been piecing all this together, putting in...
Sean, you are awesome.
You have no idea. Like, there was one week where I literally thought he was wanting to kill us. And then, you know, with this episode, he's going to have to do a lot of Jeffrey cleaning. And I also wanted to thank Bomb, who is our... he's helping us with marketing and the social media.
On all social medias or just our Facebook?
Right now, we're kind of doing a targeted...
For Facebook and Instagram.
We're kind of considered one. And he's helping us with the Snapchat ads.
Yes.
Because I certainly do not know anything about Snapchat. Which leads me to our emoji keyboards.
Yes.
This is my dream, Marcus. This is what I would love. If during Worlds Summit and D2 Summit, a bunch of the cheerleaders were all like using the emoji keyboards.
Literally a dream.
Hit zero. And oh, that would be living the dream.
That literally.
I'm not sure how we could do that. I've been trying to rack my brains, like, you know, what can I come up with? Some kind of game? Can I... you give a giveaway. What can I do? And I think I'm just gonna leave it to faith.
Yes. That's what we can do.
So yes, please purchase the emoji keyboards. They will be going away at the end of the season. At least that those versions of it will be going away. And what else do I have? Closing wise. Oh, April challenge. The April challenge is the renewal, spring yes. renewal slash detox. Choose. It's everyone can participate. Mothers, fathers, coaches, cheerleaders. It's pick anything that any habit or any task that you want to incorporate in your life that you just want some support on and post about it. I'm going to try to drink more water. I'd like to get up to a gallon a day. for April.
Yes.
Not started again today because I didn't.
Do we have a hashtag for this?
I did hashtag Cheerbomb Spring.
Cheerbomb Spring.
I think I need to change it on the website, but yeah, Cheerbomb Spring.
Yes.
And whatever it is, Lola, I don't know if she's doing this, but she walked in the car the other day. She didn't have her phone, or she had left her phone at her dad's, so she hadn't had it for a few days. And she got in the car and she's like, man, it felt kind of good not to have my phone after a while.
From the bean herself?
From the bean herself. And I've had that too, where, you know, sometimes when I get on a plane or you know, when I, for whatever, force myself to like detox from, I'm addicted to my phone. I don't know. I can't.
We all are.
If you're following us on Instagram, you're addicted too. So, but I've had that feeling of like, detoxing from it, you know? So I don't know if someone wants to do that. I know, you know, Catholic Lent is finishing up, with Easter, but it's sort of the idea of not necessarily giving up something, but adding something, mm-hmm. you know, like, and we just want to be a supportive community around it. I want to drink more water. I want to hydrate more. You're going to the gym.
Yeah. I'm going to start, not necessarily the cheer gym. Uh-huh. I'm just going to start working out with my kids more. Absolutely. Yeah.
So anything that you kind of want to do, you want some support, post hashtag and you get automatically entered into our monthly winner. And you know, our monthly winner does not have to be cheerleader. So moms, no. You know, if you want to be in our calendar, get on it. And that's really all I got. I think I feel like, are we forgetting something?
I feel like we're always forgetting something. But I feel like we did really good this time.
Okay. So we said our thank yous and it's spring break. So I don't think there's any, or it's Easter. I don't think there's any competitions.
Not this weekend.
So
I don't think so.
Yeah. So when you know, are done Easter egg hunting or need to walk away from the large family gathering, plug in your headphones
and listen up. Tonight was fun.
Listen to us. All right. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
If there's any other holiday that I'm not aware of, happy that as well.
We always say safe travels. Safe travels to wherever you're going this weekend.
And I will try to repeat the Oprah Winfrey quote one more time. Mm-hmm. Do what you have to do until you can do what you want. Oprah Winfrey.
The big O.
And I may have misquoted that, but you know, you get the gist. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed this episode and be sure to subscribe and review the podcast. And by all means, tell all your friends. And as a reminder, if you want to be part of this podcast or sponsor this podcast, contact Marcus and Marisol at officialcheerbomb@gmail.com. Again, officialcheerbomb@gmail.com. We'll see you next time.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life, the only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.
Huge savings on new and previously leased furnishings. That's right, huge savings. At Court Furniture Clearance Center, choose from our wide variety of new and previously leased furniture and decor for your home or office. You'll find sofas from $199.99 and more. Everything in our 9,000 square foot showroom is Court certified, guaranteed, and in stock, ready for delivery or to take home today. Visit our Chantilly Court Furniture Clearance Center at 13946 Lee Jackson Memorial Highway or go online at courtclearancefurniture.com. Mention Radio 20 and get 20% off.